Welcome to the Dynamic Astrology Podcast. My name is Caroline Faulkner, and I'm joined with my superstar co-host, Greg Pidcock. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Dynamic Astrology Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be joined by a superstar friend of mine, NJ Falk, superstar businesswoman and entrepreneur and founder of Forward Female, based in Los Angeles, California.
We're also going to be joined by Kevin Casey, a wonderful astrologer based in Houston, Texas, who runs the Instagram Pop Astrology and has some amazing viewpoints on how pop culture and astrology interact.
So quick note on the last podcast, we actually made a little bit of a boo-boo. We got our leaders wrong. We said that Boris Johnson had claimed the coronavirus was a hoax, and actually it was President Trump. I'm really excited to introduce my really good friend, NJ Falk. Seeing as we can't get to sunny LA, we thought we would bring a little bit of sunny LA to us. NJ, welcome.
Thank you, Carolyn. I'm so happy to join you today. It's really exciting. And of course, I love meeting you even virtually.
Oh, me too. And I just wanted to know, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I would absolutely love to do that. I describe myself as an award-winning creative, a serial entrepreneur, and I'm also a journalist and a talk show host here in LA. And one of my other side gigs is that I identify myself as a mentorpreneur. So I combine everything that I do, all my work, and I'm also working with everyone as a mentorpreneur to help millennials, young people with their businesses and move things forward in our world.
And also, you describe yourself, but other people also describe you as an award-winning creative and webby entrepreneur. So I'm going to hand you over to Greg. He's got a few questions for you, NJ.
I would love that. And this morning, I just have to say I won. I just found out this morning that I won another webby in a category. So that was very exciting. So it was meant for us to meet today.
Congratulations. Wow. And also, actually, tell people what sign you are.
You probably know my chart better than I do, but I'm a Leo with a Leo rising and an Aquarius moon. Wait, no, Aquarius rising, Leo moon.
Yes, and North Node in Aquarius. So it's all about the shift in consciousness. And NJ also does masses for charities and helps people. So yeah. Greg,
absolutely. Hi, NJ. Well, it's lovely to meet you, and congratulations on your new webby. That's amazing. It's amazing for us to share that with you.
Thank you.
It's hard to really connect with people. I have so many questions for you, actually, because my mom is from LA as well. So, I'm just going to start with a little bit about what's going on in the world. A lot of people don't realize how there's a huge divide between rich and poor in LA. And you have some places that people are living in tents and other places where people are living in gigantic mansions. How do you think what's going on now is affecting that divide, and what is going on to help people in need in LA at the moment?
Well, I think this is really a great point that you're making, and that there's a massive shift, and there's obviously been a lot of media about this divide that's going on. But I've personally noticed in Los Angeles that in my circle and everyone that I know is coming together to try and help all these different groups. And I think there's been a lot of great leadership in our state, whether it's with Governor Newsom and Mayor Garcetti, but people are donating and working at food banks and creating meals. And I know our company APL has donating personal protection shields to medical communities. And I think a lot of people are finding a way to help, and we're doing a good job where there's not hopefully as much disparity.
That's
issues amazing. That are coming forward are obviously going to be what's going to happen with rent control, where are people going to live, what's the economic impact, and we have to all work together, and when can you really start the state up safely so you're not jeopardizing people. It's a huge issue. And also, I think there's this issue of loneliness right now. a lot of people, not everyone has a companion. So we have to work virtually with each other and try to work harder towards connecting.
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, that's like your perspective is, it's so important to hear from people like you. What would you recommend to younger people getting into business and trying to look at work opportunities? Where are they both needed and where is kind of like growing fields for people who are, you know, trying to start their business, trying to get a job in the current climate?
Well, I think we're going to be in a freelance economy in some parts of it, but also there's been this whole cottage industry growing and people are realizing that they need to get up in the morning, they need to have a routine, and they have to start joining these groups and connecting. And actually, one of my companies that I'm a co-founder and the chief mentorpreneur is the Forward Female. We're doing daily meetups at 10 a.m., and doing a whole educational series to help everyone in different industries, depending on the topics they need, and bring help to people over their laptops so we can all stay connected and have this sense of community. But it's also up to the individual to take the responsibility of engaging and finding these resources. So it's, people have to provide them, but you also have to sign up for them and motivate yourself. It's not going to be easy. I don't think anybody knows what the new normal is going to be like. I'm using an expression right now that I feel there'll be collateral benefits to all of this because we're starting to get in touch with how the personal time is affecting us in a positive way. What do we really want to do? How should we go forward? And develop personal plans for ourselves. So use this time in a productive way and start making connections. Push yourself out there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that so much. In fact, there are times where I've wished for this type of clarity to be able to focus on what's coming next because, you know, I have all the time in the world to think about it until I put that plan into action. Now, when you say, you know, taking initiative, what would you say to people who are having trouble right now with this lack of connection, feeling motivated? Because that's something I get a lot of people like, I just don't know. Like, I used to work in this. That is completely closed. How do I, where do I even begin? You know, that's a big thing for a lot of people.
I think beginning is often the hardest part of all of this. And I think you're right, Greg. The thing I recommend is do baby steps. Don't try and accomplish everything all at once. Make a schedule, get up in the morning, try and have a schedule, build a routine for yourself and start to ask yourself, this is the perfect opportunity. What have I always wanted to do? At that point, you can start to lay out some plans for yourself. Well, maybe I need to connect here and connect there. And networking is the best thing that you can give yourself for your entire life. As you build your network, and I think Carolyn and I both know this, having a robust network helps you when things aren't going smoothly just as much as when they are going smoothly. Yeah. So reach out to your network. I know when I moved to Los Angeles, I did not know a soul. I needed a new job. And I started telling everybody I needed a job. I wanted to work in the entertainment industry. And lo and behold, within weeks, I started having connections and I ended up my first job here working at MGM Studios. But that was because I put my pride aside and said, you know what, I need to get out there for myself. And I made myself vulnerable, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, everyone is feeling that way these days.
Yeah, I think that's a really key point. It's just knowing and visualizing the future and going, okay, this is what I need. And if I inform the people around me, who knows who might come out of the woodwork and actually be able to help, if not now, but later. So that's a beautiful point, and it's something I can apply to myself.
Carolyn knows I do that all the time. I'm like always trying to like reach out. I'll admit that I'm having a problem. And I think people like that when they see that in other people.
I was going to say that. I think you're right on the money here, because a lot of people, their pride won't allow them to ask. And I always ask people, and sometimes when I you know, speak to friends or whether it's clients or anything else, I say, just ask. you know, send out a round robin email and just say, hey, but a lot of the time people don't want to be seen to not have work or seen to be vulnerable. Or, and I always say to them, well, if they're the kind of people that would take offense at you asking for something directly, then why on earth would you want those kinds of people in your network anyway?
Because, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You have to be direct. And but one thing I think that we have in common is that we're both incredibly hard workers.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of the time people tend to think that, you know, when people say, oh, you know, you're so lucky, I'm like, well, I'm not quite sure how much luck's got to do with it. Oh, you're an overnight success, an overnight that took 14 years. Yeah.
You know, I always say that hard work takes you a lot of places. And I will say that there was a book that I carried with me for years, because I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I was very shy at one point. And the book is a very old school book. It came out even before my time. It's Dale Carnegie's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And he always says in the book, what's the worst thing that could happen? And if you ask yourself that all the time, what's the worst thing that could happen? Somebody says no, it doesn't work out. Oh my gosh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Then you've eliminated a lot of that fear. And that helped me, especially as a young person, just not be so afraid and break down those barriers for myself.
Wow, that's so beautiful. In fact, on top of that, one of my closest friends is a surgeon, and he took that to an extreme. And he said, when I go into surgery, not only do I think about the things that I don't have to worry about, the things that won't come true, I also think about the absolute worst case scenario. And for him, he could think of something crazy, like a UFO crashing into the hospital or something like completely absurd. Because he's like, well, that's not going to happen. So as long as that UFO doesn't crash, I'll be fine with this surgery. And he's taken that through, you know, hundreds of successful surgeries. So that's a beautiful, beautiful.
That's straight out of Dale Carnegie.
Yeah.
Because he breaks it all down. So that's great advice.
I think that's fantastic. So NJ, if there was one thing that you could share with listeners right now, because a lot of people are, I mean, you and I have been talking about this for a while, this big shift in consciousness, the age of Aquarius. And at the end of the day, yes, it's very painful. Yes, it's very uncomfortable, but people are coming together in ways that they haven't for a long, long time, you know, and helping each other and a sense of community. I feel that we're all so, you know, operating in such silo mentalities, and now everyone's kind of, we're all in this. What piece of advice would you give to people that were listening right now? What one piece of advice?
We may never know exactly a time like this again, where we're able to reflect, to meditate, to gather ourselves, and fortunately, hopefully, if you have good health, and use this time for a source of self-improvement. I mean, I'm looking at everything in my life and saying, when we start to open up businesses again, when we start to move forward, what do I want my life to look like in the future? Do I want to be racing around as much as I normally do? you know, I'm just
racing around with you.
who do I want to spend time with? What do I want for my future? Who are the most important relationships in my life? Or what are the relationships that are missing in my life that I need to go and find, because you're not having them virtually right now. So when we all start to reconnect, what is the real importance of the next few years, and what do I want to do with them? I've also used the time to be more productive, to get more organized, and also read and reflect on things that I really didn't have time for before. So I think it's kind of this healing, self-help, and you and I have talked about the age of Aquarius, and feel like there's this an enormous emotional cleansing process happening right now. And if you're smart, you're going to use that time in that way, and you're going to come out feeling so much better, and also grateful for your health and anything that you have in your life.
Exactly. NJ, thank you so much for joining us. We were hoping that when we are allowed out again, that we could do a little regroup and just have another little podcast on. At the moment, it's we're talking about life BC before Corona, and then hopefully we'll regroup ABC.
I would love that. And the thing that's happened that's so wonderful is we're finding new ways to reach out to each other and connect. And I have a feeling we're going to keep this up going forward. And this is one of the lessons we're learning from all of this in the age of Aquarius. And I also so think we're seeing how nature is, hopefully nature and our planet are rebounding. And maybe that's part of everything that's happening here too.
It's definitely part of everything that's happening. We were so out of kilter with nature, and you know, we need nature for our very survival. So anything to add, Greg? Thank you, NJ. I'll speak to you soon anyway. Loads of love. I'm sending you a virtual hug.
Honestly,
Greg, that great questions.
Yeah, you're giving inspiration to a lot of people just with sharing some of these suggestions. And I can't wait to catch up after this and hear about, you know, how the dust settles.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to the next phase of all this. And I know Carolyn's going to tell us what's coming, and we'll all share that together and learn together.
NJ, do you want to just give everybody the website address for Forward Female? Because I think that's a nice thing for people to join.
Yes. And we're doing daily virtual meetings and newsletters, and it's so inspiring. And you can be mentored too. It's forwardfemale.com. And it's a global audience where we have people from the US and all of other countries around the world joining us, and experts in all different types of fields, so that everyone can get the kind of input that they need right now to move forward.
Thank you so much, NJ.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Very insightful. We were very lucky to have NJ speak with us. Be sure to check her out at Forward Female and APL. The work she does is incredible. I'm looking forward to having her back and hearing what else, what other insights she comes up with as this whole situation around the world develops.
Also a fellow astrologer and a fellow Aquarian, not that we're elitist, and he has some interesting insights to share on how to get into astrology and what pop astrology is. So here's Kevin.
Yes, hello, my name is Kevin Casey, and I do astrology, tarot, and numerology in Houston, Texas. I am an Aquarius with Gemini rising and a Capricorn moon.
That's so interesting. So your brand is actually pop astrology. So you love pop culture and pop astrology.
Yes. When I got into metaphysics in the 90s, you know, back then, pop culture was kind of looked down on, but I loved it. I loved the music, the movies. And I said, no, I'm going to embrace this. So what I decided to do was just combine the things I love, like astrology, tarot, and numerology, and, you know, pop culture. And a lot of times pop culture reflects, you know, what's going on in the culture at the time.
100%. I always say the same thing for art. If you want to know what's going on in a time, just look at the art that's being produced.
Yes, absolutely. Or even you could pick up a magazine sometimes, even like Vogue or something, flip through it, and it kind of reads like a tarot deck almost. You know, it'll tell you what's on people's minds, what's going on.
So Kevin, I'm an Aquarian too. As an Aquarian, I just want to tell people how we connected, because I think it's quite interesting, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, well, do you want to tell them, or shall I? You tell them. Go on.
I'll tell. Yes, I did a post on Instagram about the United States and being a Cancer nation. And I woke up, and like a lot of people, the first thing I do is I reach for my phone, and I check my Instagram, and I saw that there was a comment and I saw Carolyn Faulkner, and I was like, what? So I got up and I was like, Carolyn Faulkner? And so I went to your Instagram to make sure it was you. And I was like, oh my God, I've got Caroline's books. I work in a bookstore and we have her books. We sell out of them. In fact, what was funny was your signs, we got in, we sold out. And then it was the first of the year. And the owner said, okay, Kevin, I'm going to order this again. She says, it's already past the first. Are you sure you can sell this? I said, yes, yes, I promise we can do we can do it. And so we did. And right before we had two, we got about 12, 14 copies in, and we only had two left before everything went down. So yeah. And then Carolyn and I went back and forth.
It's really interesting how these books are connecting with so many different people. And do you know what's interesting for me is I actually get quite a lot of, I cause a lot of controversy in the astrological community because the way that I do astrology is not quite the way that others have been doing astrology for years. So when I saw how interested in astrology and everything else you were, that meant a lot to me.
Well, you know, Caroline, the big thing when I got one of the reasons I got your book is because you have the same view. I've told people for years, just because you're a particular sign doesn't mean you're going to automatically manifest the real positive qualities. And so when people said, oh, Kevin, I just met a Leo, tell me about him. I'll say, well, I said, if he's on the, you know, the light side is what I call it, then he's going to have these qualities. I said, but if maybe he had a bad childhood and he's not processed that stuff, then you're going to get the dark side. I said, so, you know, it depends. What's happened to you in your life and how you've processed it has a lot to do with how you're going to manifest your sign.
And the other,
you know, and you talk about that, like, well, right, gone wrong.
Yeah, and for me, the whole point to astrology is that it's actually liberating. You know, it's not
definitive. Yes. So, no, exactly. And so many people, when they have a reading, it's just great to see their face because astrology, you know, you get to tell a new story about your life 100%. Through astrology.
And also show people the breakthrough options. So what I posted on Kevin's chart was actually America works with the birth chart of July 4th, you know, when it was, you know, the revolution. But I actually, when I was writing an article and I went back and when I did your signs and I worked on a chart from the time when Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas, because really and truly that's when, you know, that was a very pivotal moment in time, which means that America is actually has Saturn in Aquarius. And of course, Saturn moved into Aquarius in March, which was when everything started to, I don't know what the right word is. It started to
kind of go down. Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? It was like nothing, you can't, you know, when Saturn moves into the sign of Aquarius, it's like positive revolution, positive change. However, I spoke to a friend of mine about a year ago and she was saying, what's the, you know, negative potential? And I said, well, the negative potential would be civil war. And she sent me all these messages about all these pros. And I was saying, okay, so what do we do? What we do is we calm everybody down and say, you know, we have to stay peaceful and research the facts and, you know, please don't drink bleach.
Right.
You know, and if you do come under a leadership that is perhaps a tad known for not being as truthful as some, then do your own homework. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Because we're finding out, Caroline, that the officials knew back, what was it, in January?
It was January. It was actually the leader of Lancet magazine, which is one of the world's leading science magazine and global scientists, that warned the UK and the US that there was a big, you know, global pandemic coming.
Yeah. And nothing was done about it. And Caroline, I want to say too, you know, what you were talking about is keeping people calm. You know, I'm telling people that, you know, there's two sides to this. One is, of course, the physical, which is the actual virus. And unfortunately, the deaths, you know, that are occurring and the economics. But there's a deeper story, you know, and kind of going back to telling a new story, that's what I'm telling people is you're getting an opportunity. If you've gotten off course, if you haven't found your path, if you, you know, whatever, I said, this is your chance to do a reset. You're getting rerouted. And don't be afraid of the feelings. I think people are stunned, Caroline, by their creativity that's coming up, their ideas, their intuition.
I think, yeah, because we've all been given a timeout by Mother Earth.
Yes.
We've all been set. And the other thing is that, you know, a lot of people are crying and, you know, getting really upset and everything else. And I understand it. I mean, it's happening to me as well. But the one thing is that we couldn't continue the way that we were.
No, right, right. You know, and I didn't realize, Caroline, how, because of course you being an Aquarius too, I thought like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do well at this, you know, being kept contained. But it was like a fog lifted. I was like, wow, you know, and I think a lot of people are calling me and they're talking about ideas they're coming up with. They're talking about, wow, I'm working from home now. And you know what, Kevin, I don't hate my job anymore. So I said, go with that. Don't be afraid of those things that are coming up.
James, so I wanted to introduce you to Greg, my co-host. He has a couple of questions for you.
Oh, Kevin. Sure. Yes.
I would say, you know, I don't want to take it too much into this corona place anymore, but how do you explain astrology to people who aren't necessarily already into it? You know, when you say, well, astrology, what's that? Why would you be interested in that? You know, as someone like yourself, how would you kind of approach someone, let's say, who is a little bit resistant to, you know, the idea of the stars and planets influencing our lives?
Oh, I tell people that this is just a poetic and mythological way to describe your life. There's lots of different ways you can describe it. I said, when we learn the planets and the signs, we're just relaying that in kind of, you know, a poetic way. And I talked to them about, you know, the axiom as above, so below, and that the planets and what's going on in the cosmos is just a reflection of what's going on here and vice versa. And, you know, just and so when people get a little bit different view of it, and you kind of take the superstition out, they seem to be some, you know, much more open to it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when you think of like, you know, the fractal nature of the universe.
Yes.
And then if you think about emotion in the same context, there must be, you know, deeper and let's say further out emotions of the universe, etc. That's a beautiful, in fact, I'll use that when I explain to people of my interest.
Yes.
And so what would you give, what would your one, we've been asking everyone this, what would your one piece of advice be for people going through this time and kind of starting their journey with astrology through all of this?
The first thing I want to tell people is keep studying and keep reading. In the beginning, it will seem like I'm never going to get this. This is like, how am I going to get this? Don't worry about that. Keep doing it. Just bring your body and the mind will follow, I promise. And then there'll be a day where all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, I know this, you know, you'll start to, you know, put two and two together. So, you know, don't give up. And I promise at some point it's going to, you know, click in. And, you know, like I was telling, you know, Caroline through this whole thing, don't be afraid of the feelings that are coming up right now. Or if you're getting intuitive hits, just jot them down and don't, you're not going crazy. I hope not, you know, and it's good. Just write it down because, yeah, you know, this is a big, like I said before, this is a big reset for us.
And learn your chart, learn your sun sign, your rising,
yes,
sign, and your moon sign. And of course you can find out how to read the dynamic astrology method if you buy the signs.
Yes. And I tell people, they're like, when they say, oh, that's not me, I'm not like that. And I said, well, you need to start being that, you know, that way, embrace it. Because sometimes people's lives aren't working because they're not embracing their sun sign.
Yeah. Well, we have to embrace our sun sign before we leave the planet. You know?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Because it's our soul path.
Yeah. And I tell people, you're not going to be happy unless you do your sun sign. You know, people will come to me, you know, like a Gemini, and they're like, I'm going nuts. And it's like, okay, well, you're in a cubicle, you know, doing something that's completely not Gemini, you know? So
Kevin, how are things in Houston, Texas? Are you all locked in?
We are. And what's interesting is yesterday we just got a directive that we cannot leave the house without masks. Uh-huh. And if you're stopped by the police and you don't have a mask, they will give you one. Is what they've told us.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And is everything closed down there?
Yes, like the store I work at is closed. We're doing curbside, so people, you know, can drive up to the store and they'll hand it to you. The restaurant, same thing. They're still open, but they'll just hand you, you know, the food. So
I think one thing I would really like to say is that it's really, if we can, it would be really good to try and support all the local businesses. So if people are doing drive-throughs for books and stuff like that, maybe they can email them before. And I'm not just talking about shameless plug for my books, but anything, maybe they can email them and just say, look, you know, I would like to learn a little bit about this subject, and they can make recommendations for them. But, you know, use this time to expand the mind, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And you're so right, Caroline, about supporting. I mean, that's what we are. We're, you know, an independent bookstore. So supporting local. And two, yeah, use this time to, if you've been wanting to learn astrology, take this time to do it, you know, to pick up a book and read. So
anything, do you have anything to add, Greg?
Just that, thank you so much. And if you wanted to tell everyone out there where they can order, where the bookstore you work is, where they can find out more, if you want to plug your website so everyone can check you out, we'd love that.
Oh, sure. Yes, it is BMS Houston. So it's like Body, Mind, Soul, Houston. com. And I have my blogs on there, and you can get Caroline's book there, and a whole bunch of other books too.
Fantastic.
So. Thank you so much for being with us, fellow Aquarian.
Absolutely. Thanks again. I'm very grateful.
So that's it from Greg and I. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to our channels and support the podcast if you can. Share it with as many people. And if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer on air, we'll see you again next Thursday. Finally, if you'd like to support us and the podcast and future episodes, you'll get access to behind-the-scenes audio clips and video clips. They're funny. You'll also get access to our newsletter and much, much more. So please visit patreon.com/dynamicastrology. We will see you next week, where we're going to be getting downright deep and spiritual and beaming into you from our living rooms, because let's face it, that's kind of where we all are at the moment.
Join us again next week, where we're going to get into some more Astro Bites and a few other segments. Thanks again for listening.